wraps it up for the New Spins Library. Keep on listening to CKUT. Terminal 5 and the Sleepy King are up next.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5. Thank you. All right, good morning. You are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. And ended up the first set today with Golden Hotel from their one and only album called The Silver Wilderness. And that came out actually 20 years ago. Some California contemporary psychedelia. And it was a trio, I believe. And one of the members, Case Lindner, went on a few years later to put out an album under the moniker Flying Canyon. And I think that was the one and only release from that quote-unquote band. Also some contemporary psychedelia, California style. That track called All My Girls Are Singing, again, Golden Hotel. Before that, we started off with three guitar pieces. Dan Petrick before Golden Hotel with something called Ash, brand new release entitled Cycles. And going back a few years to the Szymanski-Niesner duet, and we heard, let's see if I can do this, Neve Detelny Milensi. That sounds not so bad. And started off with something new from Glenn Jones. His new thing is called Vade Mecum. And we heard a track called Away. I think I mentioned the time. I'm supposed to do that. It is 9:17 in the morning. And glad you're with me this morning here on Terminal 5. Stay tuned. Thank you.
just stripped away without a mind. Without a body or a mind. Without a mind. Without a body or a numb and useless mind. The usefulness of being still has come and gone, just like the jolt of cruel dreams before the dawn. We're like that melting piece of ice you sit upon, becoming number than the feathers of a molting yellow swan. Without a mind, without a body or a mind, without a mind, without a body or a numb and useless mind. Crusted out mascara from my eyes. I hear the songs that people sing before they die. There is a world above the blankets that are blocking out the sky. Without a mind, without a body or a mind, without a mind, without a body or a numb and useless mind. And the streets where glass is ground into a powder fine, the drifting wind will blow it grinding through your mind. The curbs where skulls have cracked and teeth have been realigned. Old trees where multitudes of pissing dogs encounter the sublime. Without a mind, without a body or a mind, without a mind, without a body or a numb and useless mind.
Thank you.
There's not a swine of the plain will be blessed as me. Oh, could you but on me smile? But he appears as a veer that trembling with fear, my heart goes pitter pat, pitter pat, pitter pat, all the while. When I cry, must I die? You make no reply, but with shy hand, with a scornful eye, kill me by your cruelty. Can you be so hard to me? Oh, there's not a swain of the plain will be blessed as me. Oh, could you but on me smile? But do you appear so severe that trembling with fear my heart goes pitter pat, pitter pat, pitter pat, all the while? When I cry, must I die? You may no reply, but a shy hand with a scornful eye, kill me by your cruelty. Can you be so hard to be? Not a swain of the plain will be blessed as me. Oh, could you but on me smile? But do you appear so severe that trembling with fear my heart goes pitter pat, pitter pat, pitter pat, all the while? When I cry, must I die? You may no reply, but look shy and with a scornful eye.
Ending up there with Olivia Chaney, going back to 2015 from her great album called The Longest River. And someone who's definitely great to see live if you get that opportunity. Definitely avail yourself of that. Before that, I think the most recent thing from Helena DeLand, entitled Someone New. This is from last year, I believe. I can't read the date. It's too small here on the CD. Anyway, we heard an instrumental called Walk Home. Before that, a trio from Athens, Georgia, called Hope for a Golden Summer. And I'm not sure if they're still active, at least under that name. Kind of sort of this magical kind of fairy folk, if you will. And that piece called Shining Heart from Life Inside the Body. That's going back, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years. I didn't really write down the date, so forgive me. But you can look it up on Discogs. And I'm not sure if they have a Bandcamp page. But you can find them with an internet search. You do know how to use the internet, right? Okay, that's fantastic. Before that, from a compilation called Leaves of Life, we heard Larkin Grimm and something called The Butcher. And started off with guitarist Hayden Pettigo with a track called Madrid. And that is from Greetings from Amarillo. It is 9:38 in the morning. You are tuned to Terminal 5. This is CKUT 90.3 in stereo. And I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. I don't think I introduced myself this morning. So there you have it. We're going to go hear a little bit of Brit folk now. Stay tuned.
I can't keep you happy when I'm gone, and I've been away far too long. Too far away to taste your tears, share your pillow, share your fears. But I'm home again, Mary Jane. I won't roam again, Mary Jane. No, no. Why do I try to run away? All my emotions beg me stay. I don't know what it is I fear. Take me, baby, hold me near, and I'm home again, Mary Jane. I won't roam again, Mary Jane. No, no. Men could live till dreams come true, well, I'd stay my death till I return to you. Just like the rain falls from the nighttime sky, I'd run 1,000 miles, babe, just to hear you sigh. I'm home again, Mary Jane. I won't roam again, Mary Jane. No, I'm home again, Mary Jane. I won't roam again, Mary Jane. No, no, no.
Thank you. the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. Her voice was as sweet as the sugar candy. Her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down. That shone in the night out of Errington town. She was courted by a young bandolier, and quite handsome was he, as I hear. He brought her pretty rings and lacy things, and he promised to wed before the snow fell that year. Where the water runs down through the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name, and the daughter of the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. Her horse it did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touch the hearts of us one and all. And young Bendy in his pain put a bullet through his brain. And they buried them together as the snow began to fall. They sing of Darcy Farrell where the truckies run on through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. And at the dusky sundown to her name they drink around. And to you, Bandy, whose love was so true, where the water runs down through the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name, and the daughter of the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. The sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range.
Any secrets, and you say no.
Almost to the end of our first hour here, half the time we have together this morning, and ending up there with Erica Buettner. Before I go on, I should mention that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and streaming on the web at ckut.ca. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this show is called Terminal 5, and it is just about 10 a.m., ending up there with Erica Buettner, going back to 2013 from her great album called True Love and Water. She is an American, but she lived a long time in Europe. She lived in Paris and in Lisbon, and now she is back in New York. At least I believe that's where she's still living. And we heard a song called Under the Radar. Before that, a song that has been covered many, many times, this particular instance by the Irish singer Anne Byrne, and the song called Darcy Farrow, which definitely sounds like a traditional song, but actually written by Steve Gillette. And if you don't know him, a great songwriter who emerged in the 1960s, has a bunch of music to his credit. That first album is really amazing, the first is a self-titled thing, which came out, I think, on Vanguard. Before that, Sir Richard Bishop, By Any Other Name, and that is from a various artist compilation called 10 Years Gone, a tribute to Jack Rose, who passed away, amazingly, 10 years ago. I think he was maybe 34 years old, something like that. One of the great guitarist in the American primitive vein, and a definite loss. He was from Philadelphia and was a huge part of that music scene down there. Before that, also from a tribute album, Lee Ranaldo, Harry and Hannah, and that is from a two CD set called The Hired Hands, a tribute to Bruce Langhorne. And if you don't know him, he was mostly a session guy in the 1960s and thereabouts and after. And did the title of the album refers to his soundtrack recording, The Hired Hand, that film. And really a classic soundtrack, which was sort of lost for a while because it was really hard to get a hold.